morning. The first scripture comes from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. The second scripture comes from Acts chapter 2, verses 38 through 39. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." The word of the Lord.
So I don't know if you're friends with Lupina on Facebook, but it was a few, I guess, weeks or a month ago that she asked everybody, what are your favorite oldie but goodie songs? And the day before that, we had had a retreat where we sang Pass It On. And I cannot get that song out of my head for the last month. Because to me, that is like one of the ultimate oldies but goodies. You go back to camp and you are singing Pass It On. So I grew up in the Northwest. I grew up going to camp on the Oregon coast, which is very different from Texas camps. So very different. I cannot tell you enough how much culture shock I had to go through when I moved to Texas in the summer. Because when we go to camp, we wear jeans and we wear sweatshirts, and it might hit 80. And if it's 80, it is a good day, and we are outside on the beach and playing. But that's what the importance of this song is to me in my life, because every night we had campfire. And we didn't have campfire because it was symbolic. We did campfire because we were cold. And so you sat as close to the campfire as you could. And I will tell you, again, Northwest, on the beach, it doesn't matter if the sun is out. It is drizzling. It is wet. It is a cold place at night. So if you weren't close to the campfire, you were cold. You were probably wet. And you probably weren't paying very good attention because the person next to you was chattering, going, "I'm so cold." And you just bundled up. So when I started thinking about the song, this picture came to mind. This is just one of the many campfires we had on the beach. You got as close as you could to the fire. You wanted to warm up. That spark really needed to happen to make the fire happen. And so today, I'm so honored to be able to preach on Pentecost, because I'm so excited to share about the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit does and how the Holy Spirit lives in you. And I will tell you that I had this great fluffy sermon already, but just like you know it, when the Holy Spirit moves, the Holy Spirit moves and kind of tears you up apart, and you question what is going on in this world. So I think about this campfire, and I think about the spark that passes on so that the rest of the fire catches fire. And there's another idea with that that comes to mind, and that's the rippling effect, about like if someone throws a rock into a river or a pond, it ripples out and impacts those around them. So a lot has been happening. A lot of good has been happening lately, and it's been a very exciting time. You guys have seen me up here for the last month talking about the Global 6K for Water. And yesterday, we had about 50 members of our congregation join San Antonio in running and walking for clean water. And so this is only a part of our group. This was the star of our group, Bailey. If you haven't met Bailey, she even got her medal. This is our group at the end of the race, because we just had people keep coming that were doing this for a greater cause, that they found purpose in what they were doing. And I think about, how did this group start? This group started back in 2015. One person called Milton and said, "Hey, I want to tell you about Team World Vision and about how your church can run for clean water." And so then he told me, and he said, "Hey, Carly, I've got this idea. You still into running?" "Yes." "You still love missions?" "Yes." "What if you met with these people about Team World Vision and talked about running for a greater cause?" "Okay." So we shared with the church, and we had a team that year. And that team was a small team, but it was a mighty team, because that team then told their friends. And the next year's team was a bigger team. And then the next year's team was a bigger team, to the point where now this congregation is involved in Team World Vision. This congregation is bringing clean water to people all around the world and finding it their mission. So this is just one shot from yesterday, but this is our whole group from San Antonio. And we were just one site. There were more sites around San Antonio. And it was a global 6K for water. So we saw pictures of people in Kenya running yesterday. We saw people in Seattle, in Chicago, in Europe. Probably not in England. I think those streets were closed. But they had them everywhere. But what one group, this vision started with one man who said to himself, what if I ran for a purpose? And he started running, and he started running for clean water. And so to see that global impact that happens, but let's take it a step further, because it's not even just about the water anymore. See this big group of people? They started sponsoring children. And what is child sponsorship? It's a, you know, we get that a lot because you always hear about, hey, would you like a pen pal sponsor a child? Hey, would you like to help somebody sponsor a child? But what was more impactful to me was that at our team dinner back in December, we had a local pastor from San Antonio, from a fellow Methodist church, stand up to give our prayer. And she was a child of World Vision. She was a sponsor child. And because a family adopted her as their own, that they were going to support her and pour into her and love on her, she started growing in her faith. And she grew in Christ to the point where she, not only is she a pastor now, but she's a pastor in another country. She's a missionary to the U.S. She's a missionary to our city. She is here in San Antonio because somebody believed in her, somebody loved her, somebody shared that gift with her. When we share the gift of the Holy Spirit, we have no clue where it's going to go. It's going to go in great ways, which is why it's awesome today to have our confirmands here, knowing, you know, Lupina said it best, and actually I had it written in my sermon, but it was clearly the Holy Spirit moving, that we don't know where Lily is going, but she is going somewhere mighty. She is going to do something incredible. And this confirmation class, we're just a piece of it. We're just the people in the pews who are standing and saying, we're going to support you. And we can take that as a, we're going to support you. Or we can truly say, Lily, we have got your back. When you are in tough times, you come and you talk to us. We are praying for you. And we are going to pour into her the Holy Spirit. We're going to pour into her what God has taught us and what God has shown us and the love that God has called us to spread. That is our gift of the Holy Spirit. And so who knows where she's going to go and the rest of her confirmation class is going to go. But they're going to catch that fire and they're going to go into this world. You have no clue. I mean, I think if you thought back to where you were in the eighth grade, are you where you thought you'd be? I hope not. Actually, when I was in eighth grade, I was very impressed with myself, and I was on the road to Harvard. This is before I knew that Harvard, you know, cared about grades. But I was going to be a doctor. I was going to Harvard. And God just was like, no, that's not happening. And it was actually a few years ago that my mom wrote me a letter, and she goes, I know you had your heart on being a doctor when you were a kid, but have you ever considered that you're a doctor for those who need a spiritual doctor? And, ugh, tears, guys, I'm done. but it was really like, the Holy Spirit is so important that we can take that and we can share that with others. So as I've been running with World Vision, I've been doing a lot of training. A lot of you guys know that I ran the New York City Marathon last year, and I listened to just about every book I could because I found that the only thing that could keep me going was listening to someone talk to me the whole way. So one of the podcasts that I fell in love with was Jen Hatmaker. She has a podcast called For the Love, And I was attracted to it because I listened to her book, For the Love, and she had this one phrase that said, if it's not gospel truth for a single mother in Haiti, it's not gospel truth. Meaning we have to stop preaching this fluffy, beautiful, like, everybody's going to have riches, and say more of like, hey, life is hard, but God makes it better. And so I listened to this, and I started listening to her podcast, and I don't know if you guys know who the Chewbacca mom is. But she, you guys would have seen this Facebook video probably about a year ago now, this woman who bought a Chewbacca mask, and it went viral, and I think all she does is laugh in it with this Chewbacca mask. But Jen Hatmaker did an interview with her this year, and I was listening to it, and it, again, these words of wisdom changed my life for better. And she said, the Chewbacca's mom's name is Candace, and she was talking about how when she made this silly video, how it just took off, and how people kind of started getting on her case about, well, now you're in the media, and now you're here. Are you still holding up to your Christian faith? Are you still, you know, like, make good choices, you know, as we like to say. And she said, And I'll slaughter it, so I'm going to just read it. She said, "Oh, my Lanta, I'm thinking to myself, okay, here's the deal. If I really do love Jesus like I say I do, isn't the first commandment not to take his name in vain? I don't need to salt and pepper him in every single interview that I do. I don't need to prove to anybody that I believe what I believe." And Jen says, "That's right." And Candace says, "I just need to be myself." And I was listening to this, and I was like, that's really interesting. But then it goes on, and this is where it gets you. Jen says, "One of my mentors said, listen, Jen, as you are in these spaces, as you're working with your crew and your team and your production staff, this network, just being in the room increases your presence of the Holy Spirit just because you're there. You're walking in with the Holy Spirit in your life." She's like, already it's spiritual. It's spiritual because you are in the room. I've never forgotten that. Sometimes we walk in with the power of the Holy Spirit in us and through us. That's not nothing. It's something. As always, people are drawn to Jesus because he's the best thing ever. And that was the reminder that we all need, that when the Holy Spirit came and fell on those people in that room and they rippled it out and shared it with those around them, here we are, you know, thousands of years later celebrating the church's birthday 7,000 miles away, that we are a part of that ripple effect. But what are we doing? Are we bringing the Holy Spirit with us when we enter a room? Are people noticing that's the difference? So the other big thing that happened this week, as you guys know, because you've been watching the news, is that there was another tragedy at a high school 230 miles from this church that had a school shooting. And it's so hard because we hear this over and over and over and we're numb. And I know that when it's coming, the first thing we're going to hear is, we need to put Jesus back in the schools. But you guys, Jesus never left the schools. The Holy Spirit was in that place. Those students, as they were going through this terror, the Holy Spirit was the one keeping them comforted, keeping them safe, guiding them out of the school. And that's what we have to remind, is that if we go in with the power of the Holy Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit. That is where God is working. So don't tell us we need to put Jesus back in. We just need to take the faith that we have the Holy Spirit on us today. And wherever we go next, whether you are going to Bill Miller's after church or you are going somewhere to do great things, that you are taking the Holy Spirit. And everywhere you step in, that place becomes holy because the Holy Spirit is alive in you. Amen. And that's the message of the Holy Spirit. It is in you. The Holy Spirit lives in you. So take it with confidence. What is that ripple effect that you are going to take? Who are you going to impact? How is God working in your life? Because you don't know how your life is going to impact somebody thousands of miles away. But the thing is, you've got a neighbor hundreds of feet away, or tens of feet away, depending on where you're living. How are you impacting them and taking the Holy Spirit to the places you are? So I want to encourage you guys in that today, to be that ripple effect. Take it with you. Stand strong and say, the Holy Spirit is in me. God guides me. God walks with me. God holds me. God is with me in the times that it is confusing, and God's with me in the times that it is joyful and exciting. But God is with me. And go and be the change in this world with that Holy Spirit alive in you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you fell on this group so many years ago, and how today we get to continue to be impacted by your life in us. Lord, we thank you that you were in the school in Santa Fe this week. We thank you that you are with the grieving parents. Lord, we just know that life is hard, life is confusing, and we can talk about great things and we can talk about things that hurt us. But no matter what we're talking about, no matter where we are, you are there and you are powerful. Lord, I just pray that you will reach into each of us and just show us what our passion is and how we're supposed to take that out and show you and your life to this world. In your name we pray, amen.